Some cry, some smile, some fight every day. We rise to the top, cause we know what it takes. Through it all, we survive, yet still hold the faith. Unchangeable, Lord, unchangeable. Hey, no matter how the dollar might stack up, me still not change, me I got tear off. Inna the giddy and your offy, buckle up your life, be smart, don't be a cross, no, no. Life is a journey, it's a long race. Mama says, son, be wise and don't bring disgrace. So me take off the broom and start sweep the place. Cause all these ways, they got to get erased. My love to me people that me embrace. The truth are the truth and I can't erase. So hell to all of those who want hate. Just send me to finish this race. So we ain't giving up now. We put up a fight, we got to be ready. Cause I'm getting dreaded. Just said don't you
mama be strong. Taki, have faith in God. Me no know about man. Long time them a try bring me down, and no just know from a very young. Jack me every day with them funny tongue. Them a watch me on the telly now.
Run down, woman and woman no want them. Young man, tell me if the people, tell me if and me say day and night, and running down a dead set in her life. And she no want you, and she no make you feel nice, and you a give her your king, say day and night. She a gonna tell her how much she no treat you right. Some man a run down, woman and woman no want him. A run down, woman and woman no want him. Come on, them a run down, woman and woman no want him. Them a run down, woman and woman no want him. Me bad, jump a run, girl you independent. And pull up a man, them no come and a run your dunky things. And all them a run your dung, you know they can't get your things. Not even a kiss, no kiss, we go give them loving. Them come and them a half and you a pull up a something. You know you don't want to, but you a take him things. No bad a feel, no we a just shut things. When you cast some a run down, woman and woman no want him. Never run down, woman and woman no want him. Watch it, run down, woman and woman no want him. Never run down, woman and woman no want him. You have some man at about them a run things. And when they come to woman, oh, they control things. And them no control things, and them not run things. Them low the woman I had, you know, they control things. She tell them for the good, she say, my friend, do anything. And run out of you, and then she no want him. Some man a run down, woman and woman no want him. Them a run down, woman and woman no want him. Say what? Run down, woman and woman no want him. Them a run down, woman and woman no want him. Some man a fool, like some man a fool. Some man a fool, like some man a fool, like some man a give and fool. You have some man one like him no go at school. Say that make man put on the foot, you know for rule. And just the man a make good man a turn them in a fool. And the woman the tackle and a double woman rule. Say them the type of man you know and them make a fool. I run down girl like them a go at church and pull. So you make some man a woman and woman no want him. Them a run down, woman and woman no want. Come again, them a run down, woman and woman no want him. Them a run down, woman and woman no want him. So girl,
lady, oh my lady, the way you treat me and the way you care me, lady, lady, you are the one for me, lady.
Already And the woman no want them. Right now, me say you can love down all of them man them and respect the man them. Hear me? Right now, me say you can love down all of them man them and respect the man them. Hear me? Right now, me say you can love down all of them man them and respect the man them. But some man want respect you. Love sweet. Man, no one worker expect an income. One bat and me last comfortable and sit down. And everything they want, them just expect it to come. So, it is a ballet, them want it to come. Yes, it is a silk shirt, them want it to come. But some barons don't go give them none. Me no suck man, woman, me run. Don't tell all the Latin man, then me run up and down. Me no suck man, woman, me run. Don't tell all the Latin man, then me run up and down. Me love me woman. Tell her to come. If it's on my knee, you just tell her to come. Me want the opposite of me. When I'm told, face at night is sit this girl down. Me the behind the rubbing her down. Girl and someone you is love a boy son. Me no suck man. Woman me run down. Tell her the nothing man then she run up and down. Cause a woman go, and for woman come. The woman and the man must account and have fun. No easy Pamela, Mr. Ropin and come.
In the Thank you. back to the Stepping Out Loud program. To Praba, Allah, Asaba. We're culture here. Yes. This is your host, Paulette Simmons. Continuing our journey, if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams. And you will always look lovely. Yes. Michael Bell in the studio.
Anna Empress. Anna. You know where we are come from. Anna.
We are back.
Man.
Yeah, man. We grow children together now.
Yeah, man.
We grow children together.
Yeah, man.
From prep school.
Yes, man. Yeah, man. From those times.
Yes. Me and his son go same school. Because it's Red Seville. We don't know where they are a long time when I see you.
I'm his son.
His son, Javon Lawson, and his son go to same school together.
Yes,
so that
man,
you know me. Way back when.
Entries, man.
He used to treat my son so nice, and I can't forget him. He used to teach my son to play football. Yeah, man. So, what go on?
You
book him up for Poland, you know? You see, when I book him up, I'm on black. I book him up, and I look on the man, and I say to the man, I know you, where you come from? And I say, he might give me some different story. And I say to myself, say, me no know him. Me know him, you know? And then I book up Jeff, and I say, Jeff, you know, so I meet one man, and he look like the Red Sea.
Yeah. That's an honor, you know, because my son is actually good looking.
Yeah, man.
If I look on him, you know, so something will go on, eh?
Yeah, man.
All of you girls out there, look at me.
Look at me.
Handsome, handsome, man. Thanks for being here, man.
This book, I meet him, Trima, write the book because I know him long time, but I never knew him as an author at the time. But you don't know, we are on our journey. That's when we develop our skills and know where we find ourselves. So I guess on his journey, he realized that this is part of who he is. Yeah, so you want to tell about the book a little bit and tell me why you write the book and how you reach yourself.
All right. It's a journey.
Yeah, I'm not read it yet, you know, just...
Yeah, but those
are... Because I find a book here last night, I'm going to call him late and tell him to bring it back. I'm going to search and find it back. Yeah, man.
A lot of
this
people
book I tell you about causes and effects and consequences of time.
Yes. Essentially, what the book is looking at is how our behavior and our actions affect our future outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask me why I write the book?
Mm-hmm.
There's basically two answers to that question. The first answer is that while I was at university, there was this guy. I mean, I was a teen then, you know, because I had spent 1 year in sixth form, went to university.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this guy who used to live on the road, and him used to run the place.
Mm.
He used to carry a gun, come give me, come put on and all them things. I'm telling me, ain't into that.
Mm.
He threatened to kill me, and how much time he threatened to kill me. I'm saying, me just ain't into that. If you want to kill me, you kill me. It's all in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then one day he came to me and said to me, you know, 4 years me I look for you now to kill you.
Mm-mm.
Me say, you look for me if you kill me?
With the gun.
Where me do? Then I was, hey, the man, hey, Paul, that man was a man and come to you and say, hey, Mikey, you know, say, look for the new gun I'm get. And the man, could ask, disassemble any gun and put it back together in no time.
Love God.
And yeah, the party always make me shiver now. He must say to me, say, you know, say, me try it out last night.
Mm-mm.
And anytime he say, try it out, you know, say, one man that dead.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came to me and tell me, say, 4 years he might look for me now if he kill me. Me and no idiot. Me must get shaky.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, say, so where you look for me if he kill me for boss? And him tell me, say, that the people in downtown tell him, say, anybody who go to university and is down to earth and deal with people, I want communists.
Oh.
And him swear to kill every communist.
Okay.
So I look for him and I tell
him. So they categorize you and put the brainwashing.
Yeah, because you see, you're going to a university, a educational system, which is the last bastion of oppression, you know. Because lots of I and I are educated so as to oppress the other.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Wow. We can't touch them, don't go so deep.
Why am I must go so deep and we can't swim?
You better put on
a scuba suit, you know, so we have a deep. So that's the way the system is set up. Because I remember I was at university, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this professor who said to me, well, the class, I was in a class named Development of Civilization, and he said to us that is only... Zero, like him says, only 0.1% of the population goes to university. So you're an elite. Then he must say, at the same voice, says, selfish money build the university. So when you go out there, you must mix with the masses and whatever. I mean, I said to myself, the man is twisted, you know.
Yeah, it's a part of the... Yeah.
Right, because if there's selfish money, meaning poor people the money build the university,
why the
you,
poor
owe,
people,
you owe them back
poor people,
something.
Why the poor people can't go.
Right, and sorry, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mike too. You owe them back something.
Mm-hmm,
so it's your duty and your obligation now to go out there and do the best that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
of course, my life like this book has two parts. That's one of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the part that's going to surprise you because you know me for so long. Okay? And I told you that I'm not going to tell you until you come on the show. Why?
I don't
because
know.
I know you have a very expressive face, Pauline, and I want the audience to see how you're going to react when I tell you this.
Why are you setting me up?
See? Me not set you up, darling. How could I set up somebody so beautiful? I'd say, wouldn't I? Right? The book is the second phase of my memory recovery project.
Oh.
I had a major accident. Went through a windscreen, landing on the bonnet of the car, and the truck run over the car and it run over my head. When I came out of hospital, Siretti and Adrian were in the house, and that's when me find out me gone in, because I look at myself and all my limbs intact, some facial scars, but I mean, you can't survive. And they were there, and Adrian said to Siretti, he said, 6'5", and my head blank. Because if I just said 6'5", people, I could look for psychology.
Yeah.
Don't some pop in your head?
Yes.
My head empty. Mm. Nothing. And I realized at that time that I can remember that 6'1", 6', 6'2", 12,
that's
6,
when you realize
also
that gone, that part of gone. Yeah.
Gone. Mm. Okay. So I, of course, went to a neurologist and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So where did accident happen?
Out in Poros, right?
Jamaica.
Yeah. Mm. I was on my way to, which is now NCU. I was going up there to do some information technology stuff for them, setting up them accounting system and them computerized system and all of that. And I had the accident in Poros.
Okay.
Right? So I was in hospital for a while.
Mm.
So when I realized now, I then, because when I came back in, I couldn't sit up. And then I realized, hey, Mikey, everything all right today, you know? And I go and I turn on my computer, and tears came to my eye, Paulette. Because when I look at the icons on the computer,
you don't know what they represent.
Exactly. Mm. So I have to go back to square one.
Yes. Wow.
After going through this neurologist now, and he's, I mean, one of the most reputable neurologists in Jamaica. Every time I go to him, are thousands and thousands.
Don't
get the first,
know.
You know,
mm-hmm,
Paulie,
mm-hmm.
The first appointment, me have to get to them at 6 months, me have to wait. And at the end of the day, after the man done, probably buy two bends out of me, or three or four or five or six, who knows, most of the men can't help me.
Wow.
You know, I'm going to have a permanent memory loss. You see, me can't live with that. But then, Paulie, I realized that the music inside of me is my redemption. In the sense that I was a collector of music from ever since. I was never into just what I play alone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm self-taught. Mm-hmm, most of the things I do, I tell about computers and all of that stuff. It's after me meeting an accident and losing my memory that I went back to university to do a postgraduate in computers. And when I was in the class, I said to the man, and said, the first computer class is me coming. The man and tell me, say, I lie. Because I was a class rep.
Mm.
I run the thing certain way, and mm-hmm, I can't believe it's the first time I got to go. But all of what I know, music, everything is things that I taught myself.
Mm-hmm. Because it's inside of you, you know.
Inside of me.
Yeah.
So what
everything what we need to know, really,
it's
within, you know.
It's
yeah,
inside.
But we don't
reach the book tell you about those things, right?
Yeah, when I reach, people now understand that
yeah. level of potential, yeah?
Yeah.
And of
it's
course,
all so easy, but to make it hard, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, embarking on that journey now, first step of the recovery process was we had a lot of collection of music on vinyl,
mm-hmm,
right? And I start learn the process now of taking the music off the vinyl and converting them digitally.
Oh.
At that time, I was a single parent, me and my daughter alone, so when she gone to bed, I can't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I could just sit down there at night time and work and work and work and work.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had to work so hard in order to try and get back to where I want to get up, I developed this reputation of being a druggist.
Oh.
Because I don't sleep.
Yes.
You
yes,
understand?
Yeah,
so when you go to sleep is when you can't
sleep.
So
you're being judged.
You're
being start to get
right.
People start to judge you.
Ah,
now
all of a sudden I'm a focused.
Yeah.
Because I can't even withdraw from the female part of the thing. Me and is a homosexual too.
Yeah.
But I hide nothing, man. Because I'm clean, you know.
Yeah, but we clean.
Although, you know, quiet, you know, we have been given so many.
But then, remember that, you know, you have to go through all of that, you know. Usually, I know regular people, them can't say, you know.
I know.
I'm not going to say, oh, you reach this, I say, right? Because you don't know.
Yeah.
You have to be intellectual, you have to reach
somebody.
Come out of the box, and then after you come out of the box, you know, start to see life.
Yes.
them not like see that.
No,
but
you not staying in a no bar. You have to be underneath.
Yeah,
them,
but
we're
not staying in a no bar.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why you write the book.
Yeah, so no, after I've gone through, because what I was searching finally.
So you get the, so you get back your memory full.
No man. You don't understand where I go, man. I'm very good at pretending, man. Get back with full, man. They want to meet you. You think me just remember you, sir?
You never remember me.
No.
But I remember that, you.
Of course you would, because though you have your memory.
Oh.
Me have any?
Okay.
No, you have your memory. I come show off for me now. Me have any?
No, I understand, because me answer to you say, me know you.
And me was blank.
Are you blank? And me say, but me know this man.
And me was blank.
So me say, my son know me say to Javon. Say, Javon, you know, say, Mr. Tourette's father.
Right.
Because I know you remember now, you know.
You remember Tourette's.
Tourette's.
Because I remember, I said, him and Javon was like
very
this.
Very good friends.
Very good
yeah.
friends. And we used to come up for beverages.
Yeah.
And
then,
you know, we've been there, done that and all of that, right? So what happened now when I, you know, I start asking certain questions.
Yeah.
And then when I go home in at the night, you know, I sit down for my veranda and I dark. Hours upon hours and start medicine out back. And I'm medicine out back.
Draw back the memory.
Right, and I draw on back in context.
And then I learning process again now.
Right,
I want to understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, me hit the wall and everything. And I just say, yeah, my man, you see this book here? What really happened is that I went to the ghetto. Because first part, I became an urban nomad at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter was now living with her mother, and
mm-hmm.
I was just me one and an urban nomad up and down to me, up in the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
And I
your
realized,
search,
I realized that the thing that the guy had told me about how many umpteens of years ago about why he is doing what he's doing is still occurring. It's just that it's on a different level. Where man is no longer doing it for political, now them are doing it for nothing.
Just do it because
they can't do it. Right,
see, yeah.
And I realized it. Ontological,
mm-hmm.
the ontological connection between the stuff.
So it starts to turn
the brain on that. Sit down, stop it, because I have the weird about
mm-hmm.
me. You know? When me have something important, for example, me have the show here today, and
mm-hmm.
people might look for it and say, just a little show. No, nothing
mm-hmm.
is ain't no little show
so,
to me.
Yeah.
It's all of my energy into this.
Mm-hmm.
The lead studio last night after 12, go me out and up until 3:30 and set me to the alarm 6 o'clock. And here am I looking fresh like a daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm propelled.
You might
get
to say, no.
Yeah,
love talk. I say, stay. I don't know. So it look like I look at you, so I've never really gone.
Well, I can't say, Paulus, with friends like you, I don't need a friend of me.
You know that, yeah man. You know, him bring a lot of things to the program today, because him bring, him make a fire upon them there, because they're part of the same collaboration. And we must let you people know that the T-Stars that were here is the management. Twins them a thing from Titchfield, part of the management.
I them draw me back in on the music.
Yeah.
I them draw me back in on the world, that part, because I kind of way put it away that, you know, because what happened?
Because when I met you then, that's what you were saying, that you were in studio and all that.
Yeah, because what happened now?
When I come to Poland, come be resourceful now, you know, because me here, you make all kind of things, where the Coconut Island and something.
Every little thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only problem I have right now,
mm-hmm.
you can't figure out how to put a little fish farm for my place.
You soon figure it out.
Yeah, me figure it out,
man.
Because water thing,
mm-hmm.
me not supposed to go buy no water in Portland.
No.
So my whole house are designed in a way that I go catch my own water.
Yes.
Solar energy and all that, have all of that together.
Mm-hmm.
Me have my chicken them with me little egg, me have my little goat, me really to eat it. But
mm-hmm.
me have it there, me have my farm with me yam and me everything. Because your first duty, you know, is a farmer, you know, because even if you are naked, you mustn't be hungry, you know.
True.
If you're not Portland, me telling the people, me looking down the eye and talk to them, you know,
mm-hmm.
straight in down the eye, you know.
Yeah.
If you know they are Portland and dead young, you know what this?
We're very worthless.
If you know of it, you know this. I choose not to, because this is a very resourceful place.
Very resourceful.
And I think that the only thing, the only reason why people in Portland is so poor is because they don't realize how rich them is.
No, they don't realize it.
See, and a lot of the things that they have here that they spurn in preference for external things are things that is better. Look on Coconut Island. You're a little young girl, you know, like me, you know. Me used to carry a bus to man to go school, you know. Right? You know, say. You remember
coconut,
them days when you could go buy a shop, go buy a big jar of
coconut
oil.
Mm-hmm.
And one look, your mother said, you carry a little oil back up. Mr. Whatever, send me a big jar of coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us, a coconut oil ain't no good.
The
industry went white down, you have in the soy and this and that and no. No, yes, and there's nothing in the world
better than
coconut
oil. I brushed it off last week and talked about it.
Yeah, but guess what now? No, you can't afford to buy it. One big bottle of coconut oil is for $2,000. Because it has reached a stage where it doesn't achieve the economies of scale in order to make it competitive. So it becomes an exclusive item instead of being part of everyday.
Oh, end up a Poland.
Oh, okay.
Because you tell the Portland there, you know. And let me tell the Portland people, them say, you don't realize what I have, you know. Yeah. Everybody I come to Portland, I'll go away alone. I'll go on alone and know where, yeah, where we have here.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Me are the only Portland man that born and grew a town.
All right. See? Clear mate.
Yes, man.
Yeah, you're clear mate.
Yes, man. Because what happened is that I came to Portland to edit the book.
Oh.
After I've written the book now, I came here to edit the book. One of the reasons why I came over here is that I've already, and
peace of mind.
Yeah, and I have a connection here. And secondly, one of the person who is inspirational to me in writing this book is Dr. Erna Bradbaugh, who is a retired lecturer in English and creative writing at University of the West Indies. Mm-hmm. And she live over in St. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And she always telling me from long time from in the music thing, say, Mikey, you for write, you know, you for write, you're a good writer. So when I wrote this book, you know, I wanted to be close to her where she could advise me and help me and so on. You know, and I came over here and found the solitude that exists nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live way up in the hills, you know. I live sometimes not in Donkey can walk there, you know, region. But at the night, it's the most beautiful place,
yeah,
man. I tell people where I live is it's a hard place to get to, but it's a beautiful place to live.
Great,
so
great.
I've been here now and I've edited up the book and I've made some connection with some beautiful people. One of them in the studio right here with me, my brethren Clive, Degree. Good man, and him do some work and all kind of work. And me align myself with the positive people.
Definitely. See, them because, and surround yourself with people on the same mission as you are.
Yeah, me can't spend my time and cuss what is bad.
Yeah.
I can spend my time and work with what is good.
Yes, and eliminate the bad.
Right,
so you
because
can
about the law of attraction. You know about the law of attraction. The law of attraction tells you don't go to a anti-war rally. Go to a pro-peace. Because if you even wake up and you're focusing and talking about the kids that are doing the bad things, the kids them are doing the right thing feel marginalized.
Of course, we're kind of talking
you
about them.
You
see what the bad are doing, and them are doing the little bit of the good. So
yes.
I like we.
Yes, so I come back up and tea star them now. Some really, hey man, them girls, them, hey, I mean to tell them, man.
Them
good.
Them
and you
lead,
see,
man.
The last time they came here, what they were doing was to highlight their vocal ability.
Yeah, man, exposure.
Right,
yes.
But what they are going to highlight today is their writing ability.
Okay.
Because not only are they great singers,
they tell them write all of them songs.
Yes, they are excellent writers. You know, for young
so
little
we
girls
break little
coming.
Bit, you know, because you don't know, things turn off, so if we break a little bit and then we'll come back now, we're going to deal with the song part of it.
All right.
Because you don't know, we have a little bit of time.
All right.
Turn off.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
So,
and
so when we come back now, where we get there?
When we come back, I'm going to basically be running the package that, I mean, no offense meant by package.
What you bring.
Start,
what
my brethren, them have come,
what
you know.
What you bring to step out.
Yeah,
so
when
step
we bring
out.
To step, we're stepping out,
yes.
You know. I'm going to big up, you know, Raga, he should have been here today, but he's having a little medical issue. I'm from Jabrak Studio up in Snow Hill. I also want to mention people like Nevada Joe will be having a big show this weekend on the Wild West Lawn and all, you know, those guys. I want to big up all of those people, Raga and all those people. When you come back, we're going to be starting with the great Flexible. Very good singer.
Great.
Very excellent singer. And then we're going to go into T-Star.
Yeah, man.
And again, what I did, I benchmarked T-Star against Phyllis Dillon, so the first tune they'll be doing is Perfidia, and then everything after that is their original.
Okay.
And then I'll be closing, and the last item will be a song that I wrote specially, a piece I wrote specially for the book named Mission.
Okay.
And again, I was inspired by T-Star to do this song.
Oh, wow. So, you know, we're in studio with Michael Bell, Anthony Bell, author, writer, the end of time. Yes, big enough. Yeah, stepping out loud and proud. Soon come back. Big up our sponsors always, JR Production. Yeah, man. Big up Mr. Reed.
Emmanuel Imbanga
Chance.
When they take me from Africa, we can never have no criminal record. I know they take me go abroad. Marcos, Gabby, you are Prophet Birdman, and before. If you have a clean record, passport, a visa, you can't pass them both. Pass them both. So we don't come here for no visa, nor no passport. We don't come here for no visa, nor no passport. In Bula, we come down here for the same boat. In Bula, we come down here for the same boat. We don't come here for no visa, nor no passport. We don't come here for no visa, nor no passport. The Buddha will come to me for the same one. The police and Russia are the commissioner. The dirt and doctor, the judge and lawyer. Also the governor general and prime minister. The Buddha will come to me for the same
Sponsor JR Production. Boy, the studio hot today. We have D-Star, you know. Yeah, man. But you don't know where roll with Flexible.
Yes.
Boy, what going, Flex?
Real, Miss Parlet.
What going? You know, I meet that man. I never realized that he come for the show today. You know, I meet him. Yeah, man.
Straight.
Yeah, man. Straight. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Good to go. Good to go. So big up the people them and tell them.
Yeah man, big up on yourself, you know, people. You don't know how flexible, you know, me there I represent, you know.
Yeah man, tell them.
Yeah.
So you come from Portland?
Yeah man.
Which
straight
part?
Portland, man. A Snow Hill, you know.
A Snow Hill. Yeah, so she's my friend, you know.
Yeah man.
I see him yesterday. Go on. Yeah man.
Everything set.
Yeah man, we go for a journey one day, you see. I'll get rough out here. So we work hard, you know. They wouldn't even know it.
They don't know anything.
We work hard,
place,
you know.
Going,
yeah,
no,
man.
You know,
yeah man.
Enough place, you know.
Yeah man. Yeah,
touring,
man.
You know.
Yeah man. I look it and I hunt it and I network it. That's
yeah,
right,
yeah.
So you can't sit down, you know.
Can't sit down, man.
Yeah man.
Every day, you know,
yeah,
we have
man.
To go out there and, you know, make the thing work.
But it's from you link up with the man outside.
Yeah.
Look like we have a turn up.
Yeah, man,
we
have some money.
Yeah,
have
man,
to turn up,
we have
man.
A turn up a thing, you know. So, we want your a cappella, we could hear. So, you had sing long time, you got a stage show and them something around here?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Isn't enough stage show, man? The people, them know, you know?
Know where you're about.
Yeah, man.
So, give me some a cappella, no, man, we could hear.
Isn't me?
Flex it out.
I mean, I say, it's another day in the sun. I'm working so hard, yeah. I'm sweating so hard, yeah. It's another day in the sun. I'm working so hard, yeah. I'm sweating so hard, yeah. I'm working hard for achieving, no. Cause nothing in our life come easy, no. Mama say fi work hard for achieving, no. If you want fi own a house or a jeep, you know. You have to get up out of bed and stop sleeping, no. If you want fi work hard, you have to achieve, no. Me say it's another day in the sun. I'm working so hard, yeah. I'm sweating so hard, yeah. It's another day in the sun. I'm working so hard, yeah. I'm sweating so hard, yeah.
Yeah,
you see that one there still?
Are you right there?
Yeah, man, that one there fresh, you know. Me
yeah,
just
man.
Start work on
that one
it's
there.
I say, I
yeah, man.
It. Yeah.
So you give the engineer the redeem?
Yeah, man, me give him a redeem.
So tell me a little about you now. So when you grow up and them thing there, that thing, you know, who you used to look up to and say, them you like, and
well,
who
still,
inspire you?
You know, say, are the real man, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm man.
I
Bob Marley,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Good
isn't
inspiration.
You see the work?
Mm-hmm.
The work when me see him do?
Well,
yeah,
if I work,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you see me? To the work when me see him do, it inspire me, you know, for,
mm-hmm.
you know,
move
going
forward,
at the music
yeah.
on a conscious side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like your energy still,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I'm buck him up on a journey already. And he's a man who really serious about him thing. You know where I come from? I'm serious about him
yeah,
thing,
man.
So. Make the ask the engineer know for him know which track you're gonna work with.
Yeah man, him know him.
Yeah man.
Track already.
Big up for engineer, yeah man.
For real engineer, big up yourself every time, you know.
Yeah man.
You know I'm flexible on my day, you know.
Be a war in the world.
Be a war in the world today.
We got to take the opportunity
Unity.
To set this way, you know. We need to see a better way.
Better way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
more war. I don't wanna see no more war. I don't wanna see no more of my brothers on the floor. I don't wanna see no more war. I don't wanna see no more war. I don't wanna see no more of my sisters on the floor. Cause love, love is the key. Flow it naturally. Love is in you, and love is in me. Love is the way to make this world a better place. Don't lose it, so keep your life in full control. Cause I don't wanna see no more war. I don't wanna see no more war. I don't wanna see no more of my brothers on the floor.
I better rose, me say. Ooh. myself like a child. Up on my face, I've got to put up a smile. I make up my mind just to have more mile. Oh God, I've got to, because I know that it's not an easy road. I mean, it's the glamour and the guitar, so they think I better roast me, say, who feeds it knows?
Intercom, 'cause that is Rosie with your. me run up and down and let your baby mommy.